Hello and welcome to Theater Simple's Park Bench. How do you like being up here?
I like it a lot.
What do you like about it?
Because it's tall, I can see people and cars, and it looks like a real area, and it even has a bench and plants.
You like the palm tree and the flamingo?
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode, the last of our King County Performance Network podcasts, comes to you from the beautiful town of Duval, Washington.
It's a quiet little town, and there's not, like, so many big cars, and it's not, like, 24/7 you hear motors, and you can actually sleep.
It's a really compact town. Everyone knows everyone else. It's like a really big family.
What's the idea behind Park Bench? Park Bench is about sitting a minute and taking a look around and telling us what led you here today.
What'd you like about it?
Talking.
You like talking? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You like being up high here? Like having a
yeah.
nice view?
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy your time up here?
I love hearing them talk.
That's nice.
Yes.
People have interesting things to say.
Yes.
Even if they think they don't.
Park Bench is a change of perspective that looks a little like a rolling hill that arrives into an urban environment, a mall, a parking space, a public event, and asks passersby to consider and share their thoughts while sitting and observing their present situation. We hope on Park Bench to capture through a series of friendly interviews a small snapshot of a neighborhood, a destination, or a community landmark, perhaps revealing a philosophy about where we are and how we got there. These interviews are recorded and then edited into an internet podcast, which you are listening to now.
What's the thing that you value most about Duval and the community around here?
I guess the fact that we still have a small town feel.
Yeah? Yeah?
So.
What is it about that really kind of appeals to you? What sorts of things?
Oh, it's that you can come to this and you'll usually see somebody you know.
In mid-September, Park Bench played a doubleheader in Duval. We started out right in front of the brand new shopping center and finished the evening in McCormick Park on the banks of the Snoqualmie River and the final night of Duval's outdoor cinema.
How's the view from up here?
It's beautiful.
See the valley, it's very nice.
Beautiful yeah. Safeway parking lot.
Yeah.
It's one of the nicest in Washington.
It is. How are you liking Duval so far? What do you think of the community?
I love it. It's a great little town, and everybody seems to be pretty nice and very welcoming, and the neighborhoods are nice.
Now, do you live here in Duval?
Yes, I've lived here for about 18 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? What brought you here in the first place?
Looking for a house that didn't cost as much as it would as buying one in the city.
Mm-hmm. So did you live in Seattle before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a 5-acre farm out here.
Wonderful. You've lived on the same farm for 18 years now?
18 years.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What do you like about being out here in Duval?
The people are really nice. And it's like you get away from the hustle and the bustle, you know, the city, and you come out here and it's a whole different environment.
Just a slightly slower pace and just a nice...
Exactly.
Nice quality of life.
Yeah, my kids are in school and I don't have to worry about them as much as being in inner city schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see the drugs or the crime as much out here as you would in the city.
What do you like about living in Duval?
What I like about living in Duval is I can feel safe and I don't have to be nervous that there are people who aren't going to do things that are nice. Just feel like I'm welcome all the time.
Is the blueberry farming the first farming you've done, or did
yes,
you?
Yes.
How did you come to that?
It was a miracle that uh-huh. we bought the farm, and the farm was for sale, and I fell in love with the property. It's a beautiful place, and felt when you go there, it's restorative. There's the trees, there's nature, there's deer. There's a pond. You see dragonflies flying around. Mm. We had like 5 deer that were living around the farm this summer, and you could go there picking, and you might see a deer, 50 feet away, eating the berries.
What do you appreciate about a community like this, or what is your idea of community?
Just that you know everybody knows each other, and everybody looks out for each other, and you feel safe and. It's a nice place to live.
Manageable.
Yeah, manageable and comfortable and warm and fuzzy.
School?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What do you like about school?
Probably getting to be free there.
Really?
Yeah, you get to walk around, and I like that. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say school makes them feel free, which I love. That's a great thing. And you, what grade are you in?
I'm in second.
Second grade. And do you like school?
Yes.
And what do you like about school?
I like probably math.
Yeah.
Because math is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get to play with blocks and we get to do all sorts of stuff.
You think math or science might be something you want to do when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like doing? Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
I know what I want to be. I want to be a cowgirl and maybe a vet that helps horses, and pretty much a star, like a star that sings on TV and stuff.
What type of music do you want to sing?
Rock music.
Rock music? Who's your favorite rock music singer?
Pretty much Hannah Montana.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
Pretty much the same things, but also a dancer and a veterinarian and a cowgirl too.
What kind of dancing do you do?
Any kind.
When you say you want to be a cowgirl, do you want to do rodeo, or do you want to ride the range, or what's your idea of being a cowgirl?
My idea was roping cows and getting money for it and getting babies so I can help have milk and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So taking care of like a cattle ranch or raising cattle?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you think you might want to be a graphic artist when you get out of school?
Yeah, that's what I want to be.
Actually create your own graphic novels, maybe?
Yeah, my own.
Neat. It's a really interesting art form. A lot of people are doing some very, very cool things. What do you think you might want to do when you grow up?
I'm probably going to be either a food critic or a lawyer.
Why a food critic?
Because I like testing foods and like saying what I think about them.
Well, Gage, what do you think you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be an actor, actually.
Do you like living in Duval?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I like that it's really quiet and that it's not a big city, so that when I go to big cities, then it's something new.
Now, we should note the irony in saying that it's quieter with this generator running right now, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Do you do any artistic stuff? Do you do painting, drawing, dancing?
Yeah, I like to paint and draw and stuff.
Yeah, what type of things do you like to paint?
The scenery.
Oh, so like landscape type of things? Nice, nice. And do you do athletics, or do you do art or any sort of theater or anything?
Well, I do athletics, art, and stuff like that. I did dance for a couple years, and I'm joining band as well as Sam, and I want to either play the flute or the clarinet, and I also paint, and I like to paint, like, whatever comes to mind.
That's neat. Do you do any music?
Not yet. I'm starting a band this year.
You're starting a band?
I wrote, like, in fifth grade, because I go to Cherry Valley. In fifth grade, you get to do band.
Uh-huh. What instrument do you play, or what instrument do you want to play?
I'm going to be playing the clarinet.
The clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
A good rock and roll instrument there, isn't it? Do you like to go to museums? Do you like to look at art or sculpture, or do you like to go to music?
Well, I don't really like going to museums because, like, it's kind of boring. But if you're able to paint it, it's fun.
Doing is much better than watching.
Yeah.
Times.
I'm doing art. I like to draw.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What type of stuff? Are coal sketches or pencil drawings, or do you paint?
I like to do pencil drawings of superheroes.
Superheroes.
Yes.
Very nice. Who's your role model, superhero wise?
I don't really have a role model, but I do like Wolverine.
And you? Do you do any kind of artistic stuff? Do you like?
Yeah, I draw, play the piano, and do some sports.
What type of stuff do you draw?
I like to draw animals.
What about you? What sort of art stuff do you like?
Well, I like all kinds of art. Knitting. I do knitting and crochet. All the yarn stuff, like latchoking, and I have all my rooms just filled with stuff I've made.
I've been in acting classes for around 4 to 5 years.
Excellent performer.
What type of things do you like to act in? What sort of plays or musicals or both?
Both. I like both.
You like serious plays? You like funny plays?
Every play, pretty much.
He plays the piano, too.
Yes.
So, musician.
I do, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I play piano. I just started.
That's great. So it sounds a bit like art is a fairly important part of your life.
I love art.
I play saxophone and piano. I'm not that big on sports, but I did taekwondo for a few years, but mainly I really, really like music.
Now you are essentially sitting on a piece of art here, and this is an art project. What do you think what's for you in your life or in your community that you live, what's the value of art?
I think it's very important, especially that she loves art so much. I think it brings people together and it opens up people's minds. And her school actually doesn't have an art program, which is kind of disappointing.
I like painting, coloring with markers, crayons, colored pencils, and all different kinds of things. I got a pottery wheel for Christmas, and
maybe you should start the art program at your school. The after-school art program at Caitlin's house. What do you like about the downtown of Duval, the main street area?
Well, one of the things I like is the fact that it seems more small town. And so it doesn't see, like the Safeway, and let's face it, the Starbucks over there seems very new. Parking over there by Starbucks, they're very narrow. And downtown, you can just pull up right in front of CJ's or right in front of the Duval bookstore. So I like the fact that it's not four lanes, it's not, like Aurora.
It's got a nice small town feel.
Right, exactly.
How long have you lived in Duval?
18 years.
Yeah? So you've seen a few changes in the community over time.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah? Yeah. What do you think has changed for the better in Duval?
Well, I like having a Safeway within 20 minutes of home.
Like being able to have a good place to shop?
Yes, I like that.
How have you found that Duval has changed over the years that you've
been
here?
Well, Safeway coming here was a major town event.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, woohoo, we have a Safeway.
Cause for celebration?
Oh, yeah, it was a big celebration.
Anything not so good about all that stuff happening, or is it, just the way cities go?
The commute, getting out of here has become heavier.
I go to the Safeway, and I don't see anybody I recognize. but wander through town or come here and...
And talking to people. We were actually at the Safeway earlier today doing interviews, and the Safeway was a big thing for people.
I was not happy about it moving in originally. So to me, it was the beginning of the chain stores.
What is your idea of community?
My idea of community, people who look out for each other, people who are nice to each other. I mean, in Seattle, I don't know, you find people who cut each other off, like if you're driving, out here they'll let you, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that type of environment.
Sort of like being a good neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of thing.
What do you think about gatherings like this, the outdoor movies or concerts where a lot of people get together? Do you find that valuable?
I do. I think it's just a good part of our community that we all can get together and have fun, just like as one, like we're all friends and we don't have any conflicts or anything. Mm-hmm.
spending some time. How has your park bench experience been?
Oh, it's been painless.
Painless?
Yes.
Good. What do you think of the view from up here?
Yeah, well, you know what? I hadn't expected it. It's different than I expected it. Being a short person, it's different to be about 10 feet high.
And you, how was your time up on the park bench?
Pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting?
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Why was it exciting?
Because this is the first time I've ever done something like this, because it never really happens.
What that is a site-specific art called park bench. Oh, they're waving, so you basically couldn't see where
it was. I think it's nice that they've set stuff up, and I think it's a good idea to try and get a little perspective of the people of Duval.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I'll say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for being on. Thank you for listening to our show.
Park Bench is made possible by the generous support of 4Culture. Park Bench is also possible because you took the time to listen to these community portraits. It's been our great pleasure putting them together. We hope you've enjoyed. Many thanks to the Duval residents who shared their stories with us. Thanks also to the Duval Cultural Commission, Cass Holderman, and Carolyn Butler. Park Bench would most definitely not have been possible without the help of Howard Miller, Carl Markley, Chris Davis, Monique Kleinhans, Charlie Rathbun and 4Culture, the King County cities of Auburn, Redmond, Kent, and Bellevue, as well as Duval, the North Bend branch of the King County Library System, the Columbia City neighborhood of Seattle, and Southeast Effective Development, SEED. Park Bench is conceived and produced by Theater Simple. You can find out more about us at theatersimple.org. Our music is composed, recorded, and graciously provided by Chandra Cogburn. Learn more about her music at chandracogburn.com. On behalf of Lisa Holland, I'm Andrew Litsky, saying thanks for listening, and one day we hope to see you on the bench.